Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. Right, and good morning. So it's been ages since we last did this. How are you, Sophia?
Good, considering the world right now. But
yeah, it's all changed in the last week and a half, is it?
Yeah. Has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
2 weeks since Trump got in. Everything's changed.
Question Time last night said 240 hours. So wow. People are actually counting in hours. So that's got to be a good sign, surely.
Okay.
All right, so go on. Let's go from the top. So following on from recent disasters, there was the GitLab disaster too, where someone accidentally dropped the wrong production.
Oh, I saw it.
God, can you imagine anything worse?
So I did a sudo rmrf on a directory on a production box the other day, and it stopped and it hung, and I was petrified. But to actually be the reason why the whole...
Yeah, to be the person who takes your site down for... 6 hours, I think.
So. And didn't they permanently delete, 6 hours of...
Yeah, but I think it was only comments and pull requests, and I don't think it actually dropped anything of... I was going to say real value, but I don't think it dropped too much. So, anyway, for any bug requesters out there. All right, there was the Mosaic stuff that came out by Zalando, which looked really good when it first came out, and then about 2 days after it was published, that site seems to have fallen off the internet, so I've not been able to get back to it. It looks like Snapchat are actually going for IPO, and they're guessing that they'll be worth over $25 billion.
Snapchat's had its year. It's done really great.
Yeah.
It came back from the dead.
$25 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, over 25, but we'll see where it kind of settles. Big data in Lego. You saw the video for this?
I like this, yeah. I love anything that explains something in really simple but not patronising terms. That's my favourite.
So very briefly, I started doing stuff that was trying to do functional programming videos for kids, and I got so far and then kind of didn't have time to finish it off. I'm thinking I might pick it up again, but do it through Lego. Can I copy that style?
Yeah.
It was just anyway, thingy animation, wasn't it?
It was really great.
Stop animation.
Yeah, really great concept.
I reckon the kids would be very up for doing animation with Lego like that.
But it'd be fun to make as well.
Do you think I should wait? Do you think it's worth waiting till I've actually got Lego characters printed of the kids first?
Can you get personalised ones?
Yeah. Minifig Me is one. But there was another site that would actually take your photo and put it on the Lego character.
Way.
People are doing it for wedding cake toppers.
Great idea.
Don't want to spoil your wedding gift though. Anyway, Amazon STEM stuff, STEM subscriptions looked cool, but only in the US.
Yes. I like this.
Well, super annoying, because I'd sign up to that, but...
Also, there was only a boy in the advert.
What's that? I didn't see that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But, other than that, it sounds like a really great idea.
Yeah, in fact, I didn't see the advert. Which...
Well, it was just like... I say adverts. It was just like the picture to advertise it on the page.
I mean, a bit of a segue, but first female maths... What was it the other day? First female maths... Thingy Prize. Nobel Prize.
Oh, really?
First
I didn't see that.
Nobel Prize thing
that's
was given
cool.
to a lady the other day.
Nice.
So, all good.
But yeah, I like the... Is it Kano? Kano?
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm behind on that bandwagon. But it's a really great idea.
They've been around for a while, but I never ordered any because I didn't want the kids to have a TV. And you had to link it up to a screen. It all became a bit of a thing. So.
They come with a little tablet now, some of them.
Oh, right. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think anything to get them in early is wonderful.
No, it's... Well, I thought you and a few others from ITV, maybe Martin as well, were starting to do the
Code Club. We've emailed a few places and haven't had any replies.
Okay.
Which is a bit strange. I was hoping for a bit more of a... reaction from the schools, but we'll keep going, we'll find something.
Is that just London, or are you looking at...
We're looking at somewhere within the walking distance from where we work.
Right.
Just so we could, because you have to do it after school, so we'd have to take a late lunch around 3 to do it. But we'll see. It should happen soon.
That's cool if ITV will kind of give you the time and sponsor you to do that, though. That's not a lot of places do. So... All right, or the Women's March and people on the streets in NYC. We'll probably get back to that, I think, because that conversation could go anywhere. All right, so on the Scala NFP front, Type Level Scala was released 2.12.1 with various bits of fixes and features in there. Weirdly, slightly accidentally released, I think, but still a stable release. Finch Generator from Swagger.
I looked at this. So
a novelty. So it's probably a good thing, but what was your thoughts on it? You looked at it, or did you just glance at it?
I just glanced at it, honestly, because you sent me a GitHub page, right?
Right, okay.
I did look at it. I didn't really understand, so...
So basically it looks like you can put together your Swagger descriptor and it will generate all the stuff.
So Finch Swagger code. Generates yeah. Finch, not so, the other way around?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we looked at something like this about 3 episodes ago, where there was something that did it for Java. So you could do your Swagger descriptor, and it would generate all the Java back-end code.
That's really
for
cool.
It. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Kind of a slightly different way of doing it. So, yeah, it's funny, because, like, going out and talking to people who are trying to build services, I'm trying to think of anything that really stands up and matches that new Lagom template stuff, where you just run the SBT template and it's all there for you. Maybe this is something that might match it, but it still sounds a way off. Open source JVM coming out from, I think that's from Oracle, a link in the show notes. Some notes around category theory reading group, where I think it's Runar who's leading the videos to support the category group theory reading group for that online. Logic session types and deadlocks, another set of YouTube videos around that. I really like session types, but still waiting for them to manifest in Scala. And Lagom 1.3 is out. Oh, and the last one, propositions as types. This has kind of done the rounds a bit, but this was really a bit of a kick back to the, if you've got types, do you need tests? I don't know if you've got... this seems to go backwards and forwards quite a lot. So,
what's wrong with tests? Why does everyone hate tests so much?
I think they
make me feel safe.
I think there was one particular blog post by, is it Uncle Bob Martin?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Which was, types can't do a lot, was my reading of it.
Yeah.
And that had a bit of a groundswell of, well, actually... If you've got types, you don't really need much else. But
I think...
Yes, yeah, contentious.
Why can't you just do a bit of both? Like, everything's important. Everything like that is important to make great code. And both are really nice to have, but do you need to get rid of one for the other? I don't really understand.
I'll add a link to the Uncle Bob post as well, because I've not done yet. Alright, quick spin through some of the blockchain stuff. What's Hyperledger by Brian Bellendorf? There's also a blog post by Andrea of Blockchains and Post-Capitalism.
Oh, I saw this.
Everyone's going mad for post-capitalism.
I feel like
it's a
current theme through our podcast as we come back to that talk all the time.
I think it is, and I think that a lot of people who are on that kind of edge of what's the technology that's emerging are very interested in post-capitalism too.
Something the tech community especially need to be aware of, because we're killing the... manual economy.
Yeah, at some point maybe we should talk to maybe Jamie Dobson or a few other people who are quite into that scene too. So, and also a couple of posts around how maths, economics and politics intersect with things like blockchain and Ethereum. And Akasha seems to have got another point release out there that seems to have various different features in there. Docker Ops from Nixos, looks like it's one of the most popular projects on GitHub. Nixos, a functional Unix operating system and set of build tools that are all functionally driven. Free microservices and Cakes course online by Kelsey Hightower. And finally, becoming a Lego concept tech designer.
I like this.
You should have gone.
Well,
go for it.
Did they do one last year about chocolate tears?
Probably.
For the same university?
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Pretty cool.
Maybe.
It seems to be a thing.
Seems to be coming out all the time, this stuff. So, otherwise, I guess generally it's been like a Trump-filled week and a half.
Yeah.
So how is that? Have people been talking about that work for you?
Well, it's everywhere, isn't it? I think most obvious has been Twitter. I think Twitter's great, but you're in a very heated, angry bubble where everyone agrees with you, and then and then you get replies from people who don't agree with you. It's like a pot of anger, and it's been a difficult place to be the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's a strong confirmation bias on Twitter. Everyone who's in your group tends to
agree
support,
quite passionately, and then there's another group that quite passionately disagree.
I know what reminded me of that, because we've got a long list of all events that are coming up, of which you're talking at Tight Level Summit in New York.
I am, I'm really excited.
Well done, congratulations. And first time to New York too.
Well, I went when I was 16 on a school trip, so it wasn't quite the same.
It doesn't count. That's awesome. What's your talk about?
Just after I first started learning Scala, I talked about how I learned, what I learned, what was good, what was bad. So this is just going back a year later, talking about where I went from there, reflecting on what I talked about, and how I learned functional programming. And again, trying to...
That's all cool. It's good to have got a spot at the summit, to be honest. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, very cool. Right, we'd better wrap up for now, because we're heading towards that time as usual.
Yeah.
So, all right, till next time. All good.